Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way, a
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty, mighty Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you. Praise you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his love, for his mercy that endures forever. Hallelujah. We serve such a wonderful, wonderful God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the revelation he's been giving us. Hallelujah. In these past weeks, past months, as we've been bringing his revelation to his people. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother LV Zapata, 2,400 feet from the sea up in the mountain of North Carolina. Hallelujah. We are protected here by the Lord, sent here by the Lord for the judgment that is about to come. It is closer now every day, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Earthquake in California, eastern tsunami in the beginning of the war in Israel, which we will see, my brother and sister. We will hear on television before we get to be raptured, departure to heaven, the bride of Christ. That is, and that will be it. A short revival, 3 days of darkness, short revival, and the bride of Christ disappear. That's it. Nothing else. Hallelujah. Nothing more. It is all here. It is all close. The bride of Christ don't have much. Whatever you are going to do, you need to do it now. Hallelujah. A lot of your family will wonder, after you disappear, where are you? Have the aliens taken you? They're here on television. But you will be in the wedding of the Lord in heaven, celebrating, rejoicing, praising him, eating the most wonderful food you ever ate, because his table are prepared, my brother and sister. Everything is ready for the bride. The bride is in the last of the last. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you do not, for any reason or anyone, you do not want to miss a rapture departure, my brother and sister. You don't want to turn around in the last. Hallelujah. At the last. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I want to talk about a sin, hallelujah, or trespasses that the nation of Israel, as an example to us, in our nations, in the rest of the world, God has given us in his word, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. The Bible talk about the beast, the Antichrist, in the last days, Revelation 13. And the Bible says that, hallelujah, this is not the topic, but this is related to the topic, because we're talking about Babylon the Great. Amen. The whore, the mother of all whore, the Bible says in Revelation 17. The Apostle John, as he was taken in the Spirit by the Lord, accompanied by an angel who was explaining things to him, the Bible says in Revelation 13, John says, as I stood up on the sand of the sea, I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. You got to remember that this beast, this end time, Shalom Brother Estrada, this man, this beast, is a blasphemer. And he had blasphemed God and his servant, the prophet, the church, for many, many years. But God had put an end to him, or God will put an end to him in the Great Tribulation. This is what the seven-year Great Tribulation is about. An end to the beast, an end to evil, an end to wickedness that's been around on this earth for thousands of years. My brother and sister, the Apostle John 2,000 years ago says in his letter that the man of iniquity, the man of sin, was around their time back then. My brother and sister, because he is a spirit. He comes, this is a spirit that can manifest himself in a form of a man. And he has been in many different bodies, or in many different lives, in many different persons. And he uses them. But in the end of day, he will have to come in his own manifestation. Okay? Like an angel falling from heaven, my brother and sister, and become the commander-in-chief of a nation, take the higher position of a nation. And he did. And finally, he will be revealed very soon. And more of him, God has revealed about him to us so much. But when he will be revealed is the question. Hallelujah. Which we had talked about in another program. Tonight is not about him. But because we're also talking in Revelation 17 about this beast, about the system of Babylon, we need to understand that when the Bible talks about his system, hallelujah, it's upon a nation that will be dominating other nation in the last days, and it will be imposing the wickedness and evil upon people. Because he makes, Revelation 13, my brother and sister, he makes them. This is not, it's not about can you take this or we recommend this for you. No. He makes all. He causes all, Revelation 13, 16, both small and great, children and adult, rich and poor. If this is not true, in regard to the Bicene. Isn't that true? Rich and poor. Small and great. Children are being vaccinated. The elder began to be vaccinated first. So isn't that true? It became a mandate in the land. And then you have the core, different core, rejecting the mandate. But he makes all. It is the system of the beast. Because he makes all. Free and bond. In prison or not in prison, possessed by demon or not, hallelujah, to receive a mark in the right hand or on the forehead. And we have a lot of people saying, this is not the mark, this is a precursor, some people say. When I asked Jesus, who was standing in front of me, he says that it's the same. So it's the same. It is the same. It has the same killer effect. You know that one of the side effects of the Bicene is death. There's a lot of medication with death as a side effect. But the Bicene has that as a side effect. My Lord, my God, help us. And then, verse 17, it talks about the system of buying and selling, working or being an employee. As an employee, you'll be required to have this mark. Isn't it true? Almost every single hospital in the world demands, have made it part of their law, that you must be vaccinated. Or am I wrong? Or I'm making this up? My brothers and sisters. Okay? So some hospitals and clinics are letting their employees go, so refusing to be vaccinated. Okay? So we're there. okay, that no man, that word man in general, woman and man, by yourself, save he that had the mark and the name of the beast and the number of his name. My brother and sister, you have to have it. And the number of the name of the beast is a 666, www. Okay, we already passed this understanding, but that's a reminder, you know. Thank you, Lord, for that. The Bible says that you need to have wisdom to understand the message we're speaking about tonight. And if you lack wisdom, ask of God, who will give you that wisdom. Again, this is not the message. I had to bring this in light of what we're going to be talking about. My brother and sister, he is wisdom. Let him that have understanding. And Proverbs said that if you can ask God to give you understanding, seek understanding. Seek understanding. God will give it to you. Okay? Seek to know. Seek to understand. Okay? It is different than going to college and getting, if you want to become a lawyer, getting the understanding of the law. It's different. Or if you want to be a doctor, getting the understanding, the knowledge of becoming a doctor in medicine. Different. This is the word, the wisdom of God. The word of God is spirit. And when it comes into your life, when you open your heart in life, it gives you life, it gives you wisdom, it gives you understanding. So we're talking about the knowledge of the Lord. That's what we're talking about. That's the understanding. My brother and sister, understanding who Christ is in you, the hope of glory. That's what God wants you and I to have. He is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 603 score of 6. 666. Okay, going to Revelation 17 now. And there came seven angels that had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment upon the great whore who sitteth upon many waters, with whom the king of the earth hath committed fornication, and the inhabitant of the earth has been drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Hallelujah. Notice where John needed to be taken to see this woman. This woman is a figure of the nations who will be in the last day imposing on people mandates. My brother and sister, notice that he is not taking to hell. He is not taking to the heavenly places. He is being taken to a wilderness. Wilderness is what the beasts are. The beast system. My brother and sister. Beast is what will precede it out of her. Werewolf. My brother and sister. These blue beast. Okay? Flying bird. Eating flesh bird. And two-headed monster. Is what preceded out of her. So John needs to be taken to the wilderness so he can see this woman, and she is riding on a beast. You hear? Okay? Everything about beasts is around her because she is the mother of these beasts. She, mother in the sense, my brother and sister, mother in the sense is demon comes out of her that will turn these, whoever receive what she offer, into beast. It's what proceedeth out of her. Hallelujah. Of all kinds, wicked and evil spirit, Revelation 18. You get the idea. Thank you, Lord. And I saw this woman sitting on a scarlet collar beast. Notice the collar. Scarlet collar beast. These are horrible. My brother and sister. And many people that the Lord has shown them the great tribulation are taken in there have encountered these different beasts. And they would have questioned, why did this beast look this way. Why did this one look that other way? So God is saying to us, what will come out of this woman nation, because a woman is a nation, what will come out of this nation, okay, is so wicked, is so evil, that yes, the Moderna will produce werewolf, but that may not just be werewolf, it will be other beasts, because they're adding a booster to the vaccine. And that may change their form, their likeness will change. They may even become more evil or different looking. It's hard and difficult to explain this. Because what the booster does, it takes it's already been put in the body through the vaccine. And then it boosts it there. It makes it become, see, the word boost, I understand it as making it become faster. My brother and sister. But as I saw my friend as a werewolf, when the Lord took me the other day into the millennium, as he chased this motorcycle, I noticed his true back leg that I probably had not noticed this on the other werewolf I seen before. Because in one time, when the Great Tribulation began, I saw people turning into werewolves through the Moderna vaccine. But their back leg was kind of skinny, were not so strong. And my friend, I believe after he got two or three booster, his back leg became stronger and bigger, like a monster truck, kind of like in the back. They have big wheel. His back leg was way bigger than his front, call it, because they aren't, but they turn like leg. Okay? And I believe the booster causes this because I noticed that when he started taking off like a monster truck, his back nail, a claw, dig into the ground. It was a grass ground. And they dig so deep and so strong that when he began to take off, he would push him back with his back leg, dirt and grass. Very strong, very, very strong, with such a power in his back leg that he can, as his back leg dig into the ground, it can push his body kind of like in the air. My brother and sister, and he was able to go really fast, really, really fast, my brother and sister. And to be able to catch up to a dirt bike who was doing, I believe, because I was seeing it more than 60 miles per hour, and this werewolf had no problem cutting the motorcycle in the front, jumping over the fence, and landing on top of this guy who was riding the motorcycle. And dig his teeth into his neck and shoulder. My brother and sister, so strong. It looks, everything that the one about, it shook me. It shook my being. Because I said, this werewolf is powerful. My brother and sister. And when he turned back into a person, the Lord, like, you know, when you play a movie and you want to play it to the end of the movie and you play it fast, he kind of did that with me in time because he was taking me there maybe for an hour or half an hour. And he was not going to have me there wait 7 or 8 hours until he would turn back into human. So it was like he fast forward time quickly in front of me. And form, I saw when he began to turn back into human. And when he turned back into human, I saw when his skin was coming back into the person from this huge monster, huge beast. And I recognized him and I called him by his name. And he says, Elby, my friend. He recognized me too. And I was kind of afraid to come close to him.
because I wasn't sure how soon he was going to change back into a beast. And I didn't want to wrestle with this type of beast that was, that looked to me so powerful, so strong. These boosters, whatever they do to the Vicin, to the effect of the Vicin, I would say, is very powerful, very, very powerful. My brother and sister, and they insist on people taking these boosters. My brother and sister, they insist. But the Lord reminded me again that the second virus that is about to be released is so deadly and strong that if he showed me, if you get this this virus, I will keep you. I will protect you. But if you get it, you will be in such a pain. You will be in such a pain in bed that you won't be able to move. Okay? And the people that are going to get this virus, many people are going to die. That I saw when President Biden, people were going to him and saying, "You now you need to go against those that has been refusing to take the vaccine. And you need to make them take the vaccine now. Now you need to make them. You need to send the army to their doors to knock on their door and make sure that everyone is vaccinated. Because this virus, I heard people say it was like a COVID-19, is so deadly that we cannot take any chance. But the first virus, we already took too much chance with people. So many people refused to be vaccinated, not anymore. And Biden stand on television and said, and through all the television channel we're on, he was almost on every single channel, online, everywhere. And he was speaking to the nation. And he was saying that this time, everyone must get the vaccine. My brother and sister. Everyone. And this time people cannot say no. We will not take that risk. Everyone must be vaccinated. And he was putting this into the hand of the army. And he called up a general. And he said, "General so-and-so," he gave up his name, "will make sure that everyone gets vaccinated. He will be deploying his army all over the country to make sure everyone be vaccinated." My brother and sister. And immediately everyone listening, we all knew right away, uh-oh. But Father and the Lord has a plan. Places a refuge and protection for us who are refusing the vaccine. My brother and sister, I will tell you, pray, fast and pray, and seek the Lord to lead you to these places of protection, because here in North Carolina, there will be one or more. He showed me one here. And when you go in there, they will not see you. It will be protected by angels. Remember, I share that I saw people getting on the car on the highway. They will be in chase by the state police. I saw the army knocking on people's doors to make sure they were vaccinated. Great persecution is coming. Okay? And some people, when they get an army personnel with a weapon on their hand against the wall saying, "You either take this vaccine now or you're going to jail or we'll take you to the FEMA camps and we're not giving you no medication." Some people under fear will take it. Don't take it, even if they kill you. You need to understand the time and the season we're in. There is a great testing Jesus spoke about in Revelation 3 that will come upon the world. This is the great test coming up. And the Lord reminded me the other night, this is almost here. This new virus is about to come up in the scene. My brother and sister. And so this virus, it will be the tool of persecution against the church. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. I believe that when they make this order, when the commander-in-chief make this order and send the army and the state police and local police against people, God will release his judgment. Because the Bible said in the book of Acts there were great persecution against the church. And then they began to see judgment upon the nations. I believe this is going to be repeated again, my brother and sister. As they make their order against the church, God will make their order against the world. The earthquake in California will happen. The eastern tsunami will happen. God will begin to destroy the nation. That's why this nation will be like a sitting duck against Russia. Sitting duck. Because great judgment is about to hit this land. And they will not have the facility and everything they have now in order to say, let's go against Russia. They have insulted Russia as they please. They will pay a high price for that, my brother and sister. So he carried me in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast, full of name and blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arranged in purple, scarlet color, bedecked with gold and precious stone, and pearl, having golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. Apple insisted. Why is this a mystery? Because everything the devil does, he does in secret. And in order for you to know what he's planning to do against humanity, you have to come to the Lord who reveal all mystery to reveal it to us. This is why a lot of people are wondering, how come I didn't know about this? How come I didn't understand this before? Because the Bible tells you it's a mystery. And a mystery is something unknown. That's what a mystery is. But God revealed mystery, the Bible says. And so God wants to reveal to us their plan and their agenda behind closed door and under a 1,000-foot bunker below the earth, as the Lord has taken me in the spirit and seen them there, making their plan against us, my brother and sister. They feel so secure. They provoke Russia. They say all kinds of things on television. They run to the bunker right away. Huh? Let the rest of the people die. So this mystery Babylon, who is she? The Bible says the mother of all harlot, an abomination on the earth. When you talk about harlots, when you talk about abomination, the devil is the father of all lies. The devil is her husband. Also, a greater lover, if you want to say, because they're not even married. The devil is a greater lover. And that means that everything this mother is doing on this earth, the greater lover, Satan, has his two hands in there, leading and guiding her and working with her together. My brother and sister, she is the mother, hallelujah, of all harlot. Mother, usually, when a mother has so many children, she is the greater. She is the top. She is the one that everyone depends on to supply them what they need. She supplies the information. She is the one that supplies the intelligence, the money, the supplies. Okay? Because she's the mother. You come home from school and you say, Mom, what do you cook today? She's the mother. She supplied the food. The kid doesn't know where the food comes from. He probably knows just because he goes to the store with the mother, but he doesn't know how the parent has to work hard to, okay? She has to be the provider, the supplier, my brother and sister. And that's what these nations in the last days, it's a group of nations that are the mother of all provision, that can sanction other nations and stop them from getting their supply. Sound familiar? My brother and sister, it has to be the mother that say, you sit there in that corner and you to move from there. I'm your mother, and I have spoken. He has just put a sanction on you. Stay in that corner. Don't move. Look to the wall. Just put a sanction on you. Cannot move. But, Mom, I want to go to the bathroom. I said you stay there. Put a sanction on you. You can't buy or sell without her permission, without her agreeing. Sound familiar? The word of God is so awesome. It is just so awesome. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And I saw that that woman was drunk with the blood of the saint. Hallelujah. How many do they kill in secret and people don't even know? Ministers disappear, leaders of God. They cannot say anything or write against her because she can make them disappear. Okay? She can move her finger and it's done. She got the power and authority and the people and the agency to get people disappear, quiet and disappear, put them in jail and don't even have them see the judge. That happened last year. Many are in jail and have not seen the judge yet. She has that power. See, you got to understand. She has that power, the mystery Babylon. My brother and sister. Okay? And with the blood of the martyr of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great amazement. Even John was amazed that she has such a great power. My brother and sister, that she can sanction another nation not to get the supply. That's a great power. You can put all these sanctions about this nation on the banking and the market system in so many ways and stop that nation from getting the supply, even the food supply. That's a great power. This great whore has a great power. My brother and sisters. And God told us in his word that this will be so. She is the mother of a whore. She is the mother. My brother and sister. And the angel said unto me, why dost thou marvel? Maybe the angel did not understand. Like if we see this in the spirit, we say, wow, that is a great power. Angel will say, why do you marvel? So why do you marvel? Why are you so wonder of this? Why do you think this is so great? Because it really isn't. Because we're talking about wickedness and evil. And when someone can send a test, when she can send a test, an email or a message to someone, make these people disappear and they can do it so quickly, that's power. And John marveled at this. Wow, this is amazing. What a great authority. What a great power. And the angel is, why do you marvel? My brother and sister, why do you marvel? I will tell you this mystery of the woman and the beast that carry her, which have the seven head and the ten horn. Who carried this woman? Remember we read Revelation 13? Satan is carrying this nation. My brother and sister, this great mother of all whore. Satan is carrying her. The Antichrist is the leader behind her. The man of sin. The man of perdition. My brother and sister. Again, the angel said unto him, why does marvel? I will tell you this mystery of the woman. The beast that carry her, which had the seven head and ten horn. This is Revelation 13, the beast that comes out of the sea. Seven head and ten horn. Same beast. Same man. Say commander-in-chief for 4 years in power and office. Say man. Is the one that carried this nation. Behind closed doors today, his face is not being seen, but the one in office does everything he says. Same. Same. My brother and sister. My Lord, my God, give us wisdom. Help us understand who carries the beast. Who carries the woman. Verse 8. And the beast that thou sawest, hallelujah, and is not, to ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, And they that dwell on the earth, whose name was not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, shall wonder when they behold the beast that was and it is not, and yes, it is. These topics about these people that we just heard in Revelation 18:8, my brother and sister, it is difficult to get into this topic. Very difficult. But I'm going to tell you one about these people that are following the beast. And I'm going to stay just within the word. Okay? Because we can say more that is in the word about these people. There's a lot in the word about these people. Okay? They came out of us. They were Christian. Jude 1:1 says. 1:2, 1:2, 3. A Jew says. Okay? But the message tonight is not about them, but I'm going to give you a little bit about them. This crowd that followed this woman, this great whore. Their name is not in the book of Lamb. My brother and sister, since when has not been there? Since when have their name never been there? Their name, whose name were not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world, my brother and sister, has never been there. Their name has never been there. Their name has never been there. And they're human. Oh, how you doing? God bless you. Have a wonderful day. What do you do? Oh, I work for so-and-so. Their name are not in the book of the Lamb. They were never meant to go home in a rapture. They were meant for destruction. In another word, my brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Okay? Their name meant to be for destruction. They meant to be for destruction. And I brought a Bible study about them years ago. I may have to bring another one about them. Hallelujah. That their name is not in the book of Lamb of the Lord. And what they believe and what they practice and what they do today, they're by the fruit you will know them, Jesus said. And I can show you the fruit in the Bible. In the letter of Peter, in the letter of John, and in the letters of the Apostle Paul, talks about, and Jude and much more, talks about them. Okay? They're a cloud without water, without spirit, in another word. They're not saved. They've never been saved. Their name have not been there since the foundation of the earth. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Let's move on. My brother and sister. But this will help you to pray to know who's talking from the pulpit. Who's talking to you? Who's your leader? For you to go to the Lord and say, Lord, if this man, is this woman approved by you, Lord? Is she your servant? Is he your servant, Lord? You need to know who's leading you. And if he or she is of God, and if he or she are of God, their name must be in the book of life. But if their name is not in the book of life, the Lord will tell you. My brother and sister, I did this years ago with someone, a woman, and the Lord says to me, she is not mine. She is not mine. Okay, but I'm going to stop her because she's been misleading my children, the Lord says to me. Oh, my Lord, my God, help us. It's so difficult on here. Because you need to have the Lord, the Holy Spirit, guide you every day. Because he will guide you to all truth. Anything that is a lie, he will say, that is not mine. But you need to have that communion. You need to have a union with the Lord where you know what you know. I used to love to invite years ago people on the Lord Tower. And every week we have people come on and share the testimony and stuff like that. my brother and sister, but as I got close to the Lord in regard to know who is who, I said, okay, I'm going to stop this nonsense. Because we don't want someone whose name is not in the book of life here coming here to mislead anyone. No. Our name needs to be in the book of life. It needs to be there. If it's not there, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us, my brother and sister. And the Lord will tell you if it's there. He will testify to you. He will confirm to your spirit that you are of God. The Spirit gives testimony to the Spirit that we are God. Romans 8, read it. There's a testimony to your spirit who is of God. And if that testimony is not there, you need to go to the Lord with an urgency. Hallelujah. Verse 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven head are seven mountains which the woman setteth. My brother and sister, seven mountains. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we will have to go deeper into the mountain, okay? My brother and sister, because God set peoples on high. Hallelujah. But there were four prophets who worshiped Baal on high too. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we need to be careful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Because in the Old Testament, there were four prophets of Baal that went up to the mountain and made sacrifice to Baal. And so we need to know who is a God, because God told his king to go and destroy these altar in the high places. My brother and sister, you need to know what God are they worshiping and serving. Because secretly there are people serving the devil, pretending to be nice and cool and great people and good Christian and all that. You need to be careful. Hallelujah. God can give us a sermon. I remember years ago when I was seeking the Lord about this. And there were people that the Lord was showing me that they kept saying, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. And the Lord allowed me to hear in the spirit, Shalom, Brother Miguel, that the Lord they were calling was the devil. It was not the Lord Jesus, as we think. We immediately assume they're Christian. Because they keep saying the Lord. What Lord? My brother and sister, what Lord? And when he showed me in the spirit, hallelujah, he had me follow a group of them in the spirit. One day the Lord comes and takes me out of my spirit and had me follow them. If I follow them into their church, There was a room in the church that no one was allowed to go in. It was always locked. And the pastor had the key and the leaders. No one else was allowed. And I always wondered about this. But, you know, you don't question authority in the church. You know, you respect them. But the Lord took me in the spirit. As he took me in the spirit following one of them that went through the door, I went through the door in the spirit. And immediately we end up in these heavenly places with demons and all kinds of things. My brother and sister. And I saw them that they had, one had a coffin of gold, pure coin gold, that on earth he was collecting or having people or getting it out of people one way or another. My brother and sister, this is not the topic and not the message. But somehow, the Lord wants me to talk about this tonight. And show me the queen. And the queen was a woman I seen in church, ministering. And that heavenly place, that demonic queen, was moving on a beast. The heavenly places. Like this scarlet woman we're reading about. And she was riding this beast. And when she saw me there, she said, "You're not supposed to be here, Elvie. How do you come in here?" She says to me. And I said to her, "Now I understand. God is showing me who you really are." And she was angry. And she said, "Well, you won't be able to tell anyone because we're going to stop you right now, Elvie." And began to try to attack me, and I was rebuking them, my brother and sister. And she was moving. Until I rebuked her, was she gone there? And I saw them, and I said to them, "Now I know who you are." And the Lord took me out of there, my brother and sister. It was so heartbroken to see this kind of stuff going on. But on this earth, there's so much evil, so much mystery, so much wickedness going on. And the only one who's going to reveal these things to us is the Lord. When we fast, when we pray, when we cry out to him, because we do not want to be deceived. He told us in the mightiest Bible study of Matthew 24, "Be ye not deceived." Don't let them deceive you. Don't let them deceive you. Don't let them. Because you can let them. If you want to be nice, the devil will take advantage of your niceness. He will take advantage of you saying yes to everything. Like no is not anointed. Thinking that only yes is anointed. You're wrong. Yes and no are both anointed. The same. They're both anointed. And as you learn to always say yes, you need to always say no. And understand they're both anointed. And that you don't want to be deceived. You have to pray that, "Lord, I don't want to be deceived. Lead me, Lord." In that personal relationship with the Lord, he will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. Walk with the Holy Spirit of God. Walk with Jesus. Ask him to lead you, to teach you his way. Learn of him who is humble and meek of heart. Stop learning of men. "Oh, I want to be like so-and-so." Learn of Jesus. Learn of him, my sister. Learn of him, my brother. Learn of him how he served the Father in meekness and love and forgiveness. Learn of him. Hallelujah. Who is humble and meek of heart. Learn. Ask him to teach you. Ask him to be your rabbi, your teacher. Because he will be so if you ask him so. He will be your teacher. He will be your rabbi. He will lead you. Ask him to be your commander-in-chief. Because a lot of people are looking for commander-in-chief out here. Who will be president? Who will be in office? Who will be in your heart is the question. Is the Lord in your heart? Is Jesus your commander-in-chief, my brother and sister? My Lord, my God, help us. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah, because without you, there's nothing we can do. Verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I get his anointing, when his anointing come on me, I get excited. I know this is a Bible study. Hallelujah. And I feel like I want to start running in this room. In the presence of the Lord, thank you, Jesus. It's a Bible study tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We have to stay in the Word because we're learning. We're learning. We are learning of him who is humble and meek of heart. Verse 10, "And there are seven kings, far by fallen." Hallelujah. "And one is, and the other one not yet come. And when he come, he must continue for a short space." Notice how the devil can put a leader fallen, leading a church. How the devil can lead a fallen leader to lead the multitude. My brother and sister, a fallen leader. Someone from hell leading the multitude. Again, verse 10, "There are seven kings." My brother and sister. And it doesn't say that five are rising. Or five are in the cloud. No, They're fallen. They're from hell. They're from hell. You imagine? Leader from the pit of hell, leading the multitude. The devil must be pleased with them, because he's a place of imposition and people are following them like the blind being led by the blind. As a Christian, we don't walk that way. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. It's by the leadership and leading of the Lord that we walk. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Five are fallen, and one is the devil, and they don't even know. And if you compare the five to the devil, they all fallen. Oh, my Lord. And there's one to come. And when he come, he might continue for a short space. Jesus' kingdom is not for us a short space. Daniel 12. His kingdom is everlasting. Have you thought about the word everlasting? Forever and ever and ever. That's the kingdom of Jesus. Everlasting. Everything with the devil is short. It's fallen. It's wicked. And it's evil. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Wicked and evil. Verse 11. And the beast that was, it is not. Even he that is the eighth, yet it is the seventh, and goes into perdition. My Lord, my God. Imagine the church, the people. So who is he? That's right. When people stand with a leader, you have to be careful. You have to seek of the Lord. Lord, I said, you put in this leader in office. Because the one that they think it is not. The word of God says, everyone thinks he is the one. And the word says, it's not. God said, it's not. There's only one leader Father has chosen. There's only one commander in chief in heaven that everyone obey. And it's our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the nine, not long ago when he took me, and I saw God's army. And on top, hallelujah, the army, like, was like a huge valley, beautiful. Countless army, countless. I cannot tell you if it was hundreds of million, hundreds of billion, I don't know, because it was countless number. And the one in front of the whole army, which they were asking him what to do next, was our Lord, commander in chief, king of kings and Lord of lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. All submitted to him. The greater army, he commands it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. God has given him all power on earth and in heaven. All power. All power. That means nobody else has none. God has given him all. Everything the Father has is mine, he says. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but will receive power as king for 1 hour with the beast. Notice how it is, how the devil works his kingdom. Everyone that comes there must be with the beast. The beast is the one there. The devil is the one working with them. They have to be there like him, fallen, evil, wicked. Not nothing can be good. So how do you expect something good out of them? Because that's what a lot of people are doing on the earth that are following these leaders that are wicked, that are fallen. My brother and sister, if you're following one of these leaders, one of these kings, and they're wicked and they are the devil, how are you going to get any goodness from them, any mercy? They'll lead you into falling. My brother and sister, they'll lie. The sad thing is when a man or a woman have followed a leader, and at the end of their life, they find out that leader was not of God. Oh, my Lord. The pain, the headaches, the migraine. It's terrible. Because people have not learned to go to the Lord. They assume opinions are personal. They assume everything. Well, so-and-so talks about the Bible. He reads Psalm 23 or Psalm 91. He must be of God, they say. Huh? Did God tell you he was his? Did God give you a dream and a vision and confirm to you that he was his? No, but I think, you know, because he talks about God once in a while. Yeah, he swear. Who doesn't swear once in a while? I believe he is, they say. Blind, being led by the blind. Seek this of the Lord. Okay? Seek it of the Lord. You don't want to be like many are in hell, really angry of this world, society, and our government. Why do they give us that by sin? I should have not been here. People who, I saw people in hell that went down through the Bicene. They have mansions in different states here in the United States. Okay? The most expensive car anyone can have. Their bank account with billions of dollars. They went down to hell with the Bicene. And then there, they were trying to bribe the demon. Buy us the demon. The demon said, your riches is... it's nothing down here, the demon said to them. Okay? My brother and sister, who's going to enjoy their money now? That demon that is in their body now. Huh? All that work for nothing. We got to trust in the Lord only. He will keep us from hell. That's why he went to the cross, to keep humanity from hell. Jesus will keep you from hell. That's part of his main purpose in your life, his main work. What did he say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4. Let me go there with you. Because this is part of this Bible study. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth nor mercy, knowledge of God in the land. Sound familiar, like today? My brother and sister, a lot of people think that because they hear some part of the world, of the word of God, where other religion mixed in, they think the word is being preached. I listened to this worship radio station here for North Carolina. And this guy, who I know the Christians, and I know the man that started the radio station, a man of God, but he passed away. He was reading from the Bible. He was quoting the Quran. And he was quoting from this other religion up on, I believe it's north of China, Taipei. He's quoting different religion belief with the Bible now, like a soup of word. How is someone going to get to God seeking the devil? My brother and sister, seeking a lie, being taught lie. It cannot. That person, how is that person going to be in repentance? When one religion, Christianity, calls you to repenting, and the other one tells you you're fine. Huh? What do you need to repent for? The other one will tell you. It will contradict the truth. Right now, churches in America and around the world are telling people, okay, not to believe those that are telling you that you need to repent every day. My brother and sister, you don't need to be doing that anymore, they say. And it's because they got the Quran and the pulpit. The pastor, the leaders now have the Bible, the Quran, and they got all these other religions all mixed together with the Bible. And on Sunday, when they read a verse from the Bible, they read another from the Quran, they read another from these other Bible, and these other religions, they all contradict the Bible. Everything Jesus says, they oppose, because they're the enemy of God, because all religion comes from demon, fallen Nephthalian, who hate God, who opposes everything about God, which is they're part of the Babylonian system that I'm reading to you. They oppose, they blaspheme the name of God. my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's how you're going to go to these churches now. There are thousands of them in America. Thousands of them in America. How do I know? Because when I put the radio, when I travel to different states, and I put the radio, I can hear them talking. And I switch the station. And I hear the other preacher. And then they go into the topics. And then they go and they bring it in. Then I change the station. And I hear the preacher. And then they start talking about the same thing. And they bring up the same thing. And they got a soup of words that is not a soup of God, let me tell you. My brother and sister. And then I start thinking, no wonder so many people come to the Lord's Hour confused. I get people emailing me so confused from the church. And they're church-going people, weekly going faithfully, where they give the tithes and offering. And they come so confused. In my advice, begin to fast, begin to hallelujah, begin to pray and repent. Repent false teaching. Start watching everyone you watch. Hallelujah. Because they come so deceived, so confused. They quote you the Quran like it's the truth. My brother and sister, they quote you the Quran like the Quran is the truth. And I'm like, oh. And I understand where they're coming from because I can hear the preacher talking on the radio. Confusion, confusion, confusion. This earth is full of it. It is full of it. My brother and sister, full of confusion. Hallelujah. And they put their life on those words. They swear that they're getting the truth. Verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. You hear what the word of God says about agreement? Because that's agreement. Being of one mind is being in agreement. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, yes, people should only trust God and depend on him only. That's it. No man. When the Lord led me to open this program, my debate was, how do I make people to know Jesus? And although they hear me speaking, not worry about knowing me as a person. How do I do that? Because it's not about me. It's about Jesus. In my Hotmail, the title of it, it says, it's all about Jesus, I said. Yeah. It's not about Elvie. It's not about anyone. It's about Jesus, the Savior. How do I do that? Because people like to go and speak with the leaders. How do I make myself invincible where they don't see me and they only see Jesus? My brother and sister, it's hard for one to see a man in front of them. And this has been so difficult for me because I don't want people to see me. I want them to see Jesus. I want them to depend on Jesus. I want them to repent to Jesus. I want them to come to Jesus and build a relationship with Jesus when there's not man between them and the Lord, but only them and Jesus, them and Christ, the hope of glory. Because I know that once they build that, once that bridge is not there anymore, there's nobody in between them and the Lord, but only the Lord and them, and they're talking with him. They're listening to him. They're being guided by him. Hallelujah. The Apostle John says that you need no one to teach you because the anointing will teach you. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. And that's where I want to see everyone go to, only Jesus, being led by him only. Because once you get there in that relationship with him where you can hear him, and you will hear him when he gets your heart and your life ready, you will hear him, and he will lead you even to see him. He will talk to you. He will begin to teach you his ways. And you will find out once he's talking to you and leading you that his language is totally different from what these people on this earth are talking about. Totally different. Him is much higher. My brother and sister, you will experience his love tremendously. Again, Hosea 4, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord had a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. You notice this? Once you can remove the truth from the land, you know what else you're removing when you remove the truth from the land? God tells you what also you're removing. Listen, when you remove the truth, you will have a controversy with God, a disagreement with God. There will be, when you remove the truth, there will be no mercy, no knowledge of God. Sound familiar like today in our society? No mercy. None. My brother and sister, why there's a controversy with men and God? Because God offers us Christ, his son, Jesus. And if you don't receive the truth, if you don't receive Jesus, you're lost. If you start disagreeing with God, Muhammad, the Islam, that all these other religions can also lead people to God, you will have a tremendous controversy with God. God will say no, and you keep saying true. The demons are telling you in your mind, yes, yes, yes. My brother is misleading you, misguiding you. Verse 2. By swearing and lying and killing, swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Notice the outcome when they remove the Bible, when they remove the truth, when there's no relationship with Jesus. It's blood. Touches blood. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Killing and stealing become part of society. Oh, so-and-so got killed today. Oh, I hear those news all the time. I don't pay attention to that anymore, people say. It keeps happening. It keeps happening. Killing and killing and killing. You know that they talked about the people that are being killed in Ukraine. You know that in our highway in the United States, 3 and 4 times of the people that have been killed in Ukraine are killed every day in America. Did anyone care or say anything about? No. And why are they so concerned for the people that are being killed in Ukraine? My brother and sister, there are more people dying in America every year of cancer than the people that have been killed in Ukraine. Okay? This mosquito bite that leave people are dead more than the people that are being killed in Ukraine. People with HIV are dying every year more than the people that have died in Ukraine and that will die in Ukraine. If I can keep going and going with this, I know that anyone cares or you see how it is? People are so accustomed of people dying all the time that people don't care anymore. Heart disease, yes. There's more people having heart attack in the United States than the people that were dying this war in Ukraine. Why didn't they sanction the mosquito? Why didn't the bees that are also killing people? Why don't they sanction the bee also? Or the snake? My brother and sister. Why didn't they sanction the snake? So by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, the blood touches blood. My brother and sister. Verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwell therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, with the fowl of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea shall also be taken away. Notice that the fishes of the sea, God says, will also be taken away. I've been hearing reports lately that there's a problem in the sea with fish disappearing. A lot of people don't notice that there's a lot of animals disappearing on the earth, and there are many that have disappeared, thousands of them, and people have not even noticed. My brother and sister, because of sin and evil. Hallelujah. So, the beasts of the field, the fowl of heaven, yea, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. The Bible says this would happen. When there's such an evil and wickedness going on, you will see the seafood disappearing and becoming more pride. The harder it is to get them or find them, the most pricey they will be. My brother and sister. Verse 14. They shall make war with the Lamb. You see how wicked are they, my brother and sister? After they do all this evil among people, they know that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, that God's going to take vengeance on what this wicked Antichrist and the system Babylons are doing in the last day, that God is going to judge them. God's going to destroy their city as a nation and stop the evils and nonsense with earthquakes, tsunami, and so much more. And wars, God will raise a nation to destroy them. My brother and sister, they will not escape. But these shall make war with the Lamb, because that's where everything is leading to. They said, we're going to go against Israel. We have destroyed all these other nations. Now we're going against Israel. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of Lord and King of King, and they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. You hear that? The Lord has chosen people to make war against them. Select the one. Chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. My brother and sister. And to be faithful to God, to be faithful. Hallelujah. You have to refuse to buy sin. Refuse the RFID. Even to the point, you have to be so faithful unto death, the Bible says. So when Biden sent his army against you, that you must be vaccinated. And they get you against the wall. And they got the weapon on your head and say, are you still going to remain faithful and not be vaccinated? You have to say, yes, I will. Even if they shoot you, you have to. If you end up in the FEMA camp or in jail, and they say, well, you will be in pain, we'll give you no medication. Okay, I'll pray to God. You're going to have to be faithful. God demands that we be faithful in all this mess that we're in, my brother and sister. It's coming. The second virus is coming, much stronger than the first. It will bring much fear upon this nation and the rest of the world. You'll see how crazy they'll turn right away of people dying. This somehow only killed 5 million people worldwide, I believe it is. The next one that will come in, it will overrun it quickly, overcome it quickly. Verse 15, and he said unto me, the water which thou sawest with the horse in it are people in multitude, a nation and tongue. You hear this? These are a nation with large amount of people in the last days. My brother and sister, because this word is for the last days, Revelation. Revealed for the last days. But this that you saw, I said to John, are people in multitude, a nation and tongue. Not only one nation, that's what I was saying. When people say, oh, it's the United States. No, no, no. NATO is composed of several nations. Okay? NATO is composed of several nations. So it's not just the United States. Okay? It's all these alliances that have become in the last days, that have become Babylon the great whore. My brother and sister. Okay? The great whore. The mother of all whore. The one that can sanction you easily. My brother and sister. Verse 16. And the 10 horn which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. Hallelujah. And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Tell you, God has an army. God has an army. It's an army that's going to burn this city. God is raising an army to burn this city. My brother and sister, and they will have the power and authority. And here's the thing, God will be behind this army. You know, I know King Nebuchadnezzar was so wicked and so evil. And we saw the outcome, how it got turned into a beast. Some people say the first werewolf human. But God said, my servant, Nebuchadnezzar, God used him. And God raised him with the Chaldeans. I looked up the Chaldeans, and I found a rabbi online who researched the Chaldean, because many people don't agree that the Chaldeans and the Magos is Russia. So a lot of people agree that Magos is Russia, but they don't agree that the Chaldeans are the Russians' army. And this rabbi goes into the past thousands of years, and I love how they do their study different than everybody else. A lot of people go by their opinion or the lack of history in another books, an encyclopedia. They don't do it this way. They go by last name, by generation of last names, my brother and sister. And they can track generation of last name for thousands of years back. That's how they can track. And they can tell you how did they end up going to Russia. How did these generations end up going to Russia? How do they end up being Magog? By following the line of them, my brother and sister. Because a lot of people, when they talked about the Chaldean, some said Iraq or Iran. Because they believe that's where some of the family headed to. But he says no. They were family. They live among the Arabs in Turkey, he says. And then from Turkey, these family took off to the Russians part that is today called Russia, he says. And this is how he tracks the family and the whereabouts and where they move. There were others that moved to the part of Turkey, but these specific went to the Russians area. And they chose that. When they moved to that part of Russia, it was desolated, mountainous place. But that's what they decided to move and began to raise a family and multiply, my brother and sister, until they became the people who they are today. So his history is very good, my brother and sister. I didn't even know how I came about his page because I started researching on Google about this because I said there has to be evidence. My brother and sister, and these rabbis are really good with history, really good. My brother, to the point where I had asked about some of their knowledge, and the Lord told me he's the one. Because one thing the Lord let me know is, out of his word, as the rabbi studied his word, he gives them the knowledge out of his word. If the Lord would not give these rabbis knowledge, Israel will not be who they are today and will not have the military knowledge that they have today to defend themselves. God has to give them the knowledge and wisdom in order to be who they are today, my brother and sister. It's just the way God had helped them and led them until this time, my brother and sister. They're very knowledgeable. And one thing the church has done is reject Israel for years. Reject Israel. There were times hundreds of years ago that the church said that Israel was not saved, will not be saved. And when you go into Romans 11, the Apostle Paul tells you, my brother and sister, that they are part of the root of salvation. That of course God had a plan to save them. But a lot of Christians have rejected Israel, and that's been wrong. That is wrong, my brother and sister. Because if when I follow my lineage, my family line, my grandparents, they came from Israel. How did they become a Christian when they were even a lot of Jews against Christian back then? Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Because you have a lot of them that have gone into Israel who have claimed the right through the family line. And Jesus talked about in Revelation, there are many Jews who are called Jew, that are not Jew, he says. Okay? Even in the times of Paul, of the apostle, there are many that call themselves Jew that are not, my brother and sister. So it doesn't mean because all these people have moved to Israel and claim to be Jew, they are. Because God said he will keep a remnant out of day. This is why when the rabbi heard up when Donald Trump gave the order to make the Beijing and Warsaw, remember that in 18 months? The rabbi in Israel, the billionaire, immediately ordered the science, the doctor, to make a vaccine also in Warsaw. Because they knew what was coming. And they made the vaccine. And by the time the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine was coming into Israel to vaccinate these people, there was over 30,000 Jews that had taken their own vaccine. And their own vaccine had no RNA in them. No DNA change. My brother and sister, none. And it still protects them. Hallelujah. It still protects them from the COVID-19 virus. With their vaccine. And they have refused to take the Moderna and the Pfizer and all of them. All these Jews has. My brother and sister. God has always led his people to protection. Like he's going to lead us when this persecution comes to protection. God has always protected our remnants. That's what Elisha learned, and that's what the apostle Paul learned too in the disciple. Because they themselves were wondering if there will be anything left from Israel, if there will be a remnant left, like a lot of people are wondering today. With so many people being vaccinated with Moderna and Pfizer, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson in Israel, what's going to be left, some people are wondering. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't you worry about that. Because in Israel, for years, my brother and sister, God has set government under their own law as their own government in Israel. And this is difficult to take the time here to explain this. You probably will have to travel to Israel or learn more of the history of Israel. But there is government in Israel being led by rabbi, where the government has to meet and make agreement with them. My brother and sister, these are fearful men and women of God who only follow Torah, only follow the Bible. My brother, yeah, they pay their taxes, they do this and that, but they have their own community within Israel. And in the book of Daniel 11, you read about these three different cities that they have in Israel, independent city, if we will say, that when the word of Israel began and they began to bomb Israel, Tel Aviv, these are the cities will be protected by Michael and his angel, specifically sent by God. Who have ordained for the city to be protected and separated this way? God has from the beginning, my brother and sister. All this began after the 1948 when they overcame the land of Israel. God from the beginning has set this way. The book of Daniel has been written for over 3,000 years. And it is exactly, hallelujah, my brother and sister. There's been people who God has opened their eyes in the spiritual and they have seen Michael and his angel in Israel. They've been there, my brothers and sisters, for thousands of years, protecting those people. They're not going to move out of there. They have an order from Father to protect them. They don't move out of there. Angel can come in and out all the time, but they got order. That's why those communities have been set there, legally approved by the government of Israel. This doesn't happen, except by the Indian here in the United States. We have the Indian that have their own independent community approved here by Congress. For that, the same similarity, what's happening in Israel, what's happening here with the Indian, that's what they have in Israel, my brother and sister. It's their own belief, their own community. And they don't mix with the other community, no. Totally independence, okay? And they run by their own rules and regulation, too, my brother and sister. Because God had it be this way in his order to protect them. If those leaders of the community say, we're not taking the Moderna, the Pfizer, or the Johnson & Johnson and all that, hallelujah, then my brother and sister, the government cannot make them under their own law. They cannot make them so. They can pressure them. They can probably limit them of going to the market and stuff like that, but they also have their own market too. This is the thing. God have made these cities self-sufficient. If you have not been to Israel, you need to visit and see this. My brother and sister, yes, in regard to the, because there's a lot of people there that are not Jew. Okay, and this has been from a long time ago, since Israel started sinning and mixing with the other nation that they should have destroyed. Okay, and we have talked about this here on the Lord's Hour. My brother and sister, God, we have talked about it, and I can show you this in the Bible. I can show you in the Bible the true Jewish, according to the word, and the one that the Jewish people, the children of Israel, marry, which the prophet told them, you should have removed those people from among you. You have made God angry because of this. Okay? So today in the land of Israel, you got several people coming in there claiming to be Jew, but are not. And those are being vaccinated. Okay? Although the other nine, God says to me that he has planned to save the one that he has planned to save a lot of the people that are vaccinated that did it by disobedience or lack of knowledge. He has planned to save them too. So don't think that because some people are vaccinated, God doesn't have a plan with it. No. Okay? In his pre-knowledge, in his wisdom, God knows who they are. And he will restore their DNA back, my brother and sister. So we cannot just say, because they're vaccinated, that's it, God is done with them. No. No, no, no. Okay? Praise the Lord. And thank you for the question, because this is a Bible study. Any question we can answer. If I have not answered a question, you can go ahead and ask me in case I skip one of them. So verse 17, for God have put into their heart to fulfill his will and to agree and to give the kingdom to the beast until the word of God shall be fulfilled. Are you listening to this? Are you listening to what I just read to you? Well, you see what God can do that a lot of people ignore or lack in knowledge to. For God has put in their heart to fulfill his will and agree, my brother and sister. Okay? So, in other words, God's using Russia, give you an example, raising them as a nation to punish other nations. But God has also put in their heart to agree and to give the kingdom to the beast until the word of God shall be fulfilled. You see that? This is why China and Russia, although they're like two big brothers right now working together, God will use them to punish other nations. But at the same time, once those other nations that God wants to punish, and we know who they are, we've been talking about on the Lord Tower, once God punished his nation and burned their city, he's going to put in the heart of China and Russia to give the kingdom to the beast. Give it to the beast. And my brother and sister, Sister Carla's daughter, I believe it was last night, she had a dream about these leaders joining together until Jesus came. And tomorrow, do not miss the Lord's Hour with Sister Carla. Okay? Because I hope that her daughter will come on and share her dream. Okay? They'll give you more detail about the dream. But you'll see exactly this verse here, Revelation 17:17, where they will all join together, my brother and sister. And it's like as Paul said to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. Because Sister Carla was telling me that her daughter said that they thought that There will be like an explosion. Something mighty came in, but it was not an explosion, like nuclear weapon. It was the Lord that came in. Because this is the time when they all joined together. This is the time when Russia and China give their kingdom to the beast, the nation to the beast. My brother and sister, it's going to be terrible down here. You don't want to stay around and see this. Because, of course, this will be first new on television. But it's going to be terrible, my brother and sister. Terrible. Hallelujah. So first, Hosea 4:4, let no man strive with. Yeah, let no man strive with, nor reprove another. For these people are as they are strive with the priests. Therefore shall thou fall in a day. You notice this? That when people get to the level where everyone disagree with the word, with you. When I'm sharing the word, they get a bunch of people disagreeing. Oh, I don't agree with what you're saying. Okay. Okay, we're not going to argue about it, but they want to argue about it. God said it will get to this level in the end of the day. When let no man strive nor reprove another, for these people are that they strive with the priests. My brother and sister, disagreement. They don't care who God's raised, who God tells us. God sends a messenger, and the messenger writes and says, thou sayest the Lord, and immediately you got a bunch of people disagreeing with him. Striving with them. They don't care. God is sending a messenger. They want to argue with that messenger. They want to give that messenger a piece of their mind. They want to let this messenger have it. They want to insult them. Forget about it. No respect anymore. So you see, I'm reading to you from two different prophets, the Apostle John and the prophet Hosea. Verse 5. Therefore shall thou fall in a day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in night nine, and I will destroy thy mother. Huh. Listen to this. But what did the mother has to do with it? Some people may say, God, what did the mother has to do? The mother's not even, everybody is arguing, including the mother now. Huh. Everybody disagrees, including the mother now. God said, I will destroy them and the mother too. Praise you, Lord. This guy saying how angry he is. He's angry. Okay? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will destroy thy mother, he says. What mother? The mother of all the harlots. That's the mother God is referring to. Don't misunderstand things here, please. It's the mother of all the harlots. The mother of all the whore that having the nation commit fornication and adultery with her. That's the mother he's referring to here. My brother and sister. All these sons of this mother are following this mother to the evil. Because they're following her example. She's a whore that fornicate with all the nation. They're doing the same. The children are doing the same. You and I need to be careful. We don't do the same like the whore of our nation is doing. Are you listening? Our nation is a whore. And be careful we don't join her whoring too. Nation is a whore. The mother of all whore. And we need to be careful. We don't join on her way, too. There's a lot of people joining on the way of this whore, of this great whore. You need to be careful. My brother and sister, we don't learn her way. And we act and behave the same way. We're living in the mother of all the whore. And we need to be careful. Verse 6. Hallelujah. There comes the rebuke of the Lord to the people. God, what do you mean? What are you saying? Our nation is a whore. You don't want us to learn her way. What do you mean, God? Can you explain this to us? How come we didn't know this? Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Talking about his people that are living in a whore of a nation, the mother of a whore, that if we're not careful, we'll learn her evil way, her fornication. And we will commit fornication with her if we're not careful. Come out of her, my people, God says. Revelation 18. Doesn't he say that? Come out of her, my people. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Wait a minute. When do we reject the knowledge? When do we reject the knowledge? When you refuse to fast, when you refuse to pray, when you refuse to be in God's word, when you refuse to spend time with the Lord, you are rejecting knowledge. Let me keep reading. I will also reject thee. Did God fulfill this word or not? Did the vaccination also begin in the churches or not? I will also reject thee. He gave them unto death. The moment that vaccine went into the vein, death came in and put them, their soul, in the hand of two demons, and they took them to hell. Did God's word came to be fulfilled, yes or not? The answer is yes. God is not a man that he will lie. Now the Son of Man, he will repent. He fulfilled his word. My brother and sister, when Jesus came to me one night a few weeks ago, took me out of my body and took me to hell. Oh, I said, oh, no. But Jesus was there in front of me. And I remained quiet to hear what he has to say. And this is what he was talking to me about. He says, my son, go and look. Lord, but he has taken me to hell before. Beautiful rabbi, beautiful Jesus standing in front of me with his beautiful eyes, his garment. My brother insisted. I can see in his face him grieving for those that are being vaccinated. My son, go and look. Lord, go and look. Hallelujah. And I went. Look to your right. And I said, look to the entrance of hell. I never seen this entrance before. It was really white. Really white entrance into hell. Really white. And in that entrance, the soul, the people that was coming in had a demon on the left and right hand holding them tight. As they were coming in. Great multitude. Hundreds of thousands coming in. As they're being vaccinated, their souls being removed, being taken to hell. My brother and sister. God says through the prophet Isaiah, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. Hallelujah. It is the knowledge, Isaiah 53. Of our Lord Jesus. By his knowledge, my servant will save many. Isaiah 53. My brother and sister, by his knowledge, my servant will save many. As they reject him, as they reject his word, they reject him. And God says, I will also reject you. That thou shalt be no priest to me. Talking to the leader in the church, Christians. He says, my people, he's not talking to the world now. He's talking to people being vaccinated in the church. My brother and sister, thou had shall be no priest to me. I don't want you anymore, the Lord says. But God, you know, so God so loved the world. People love to quote that, you know. People are rejecting him. They should have trusted him to heal them. He is the God that healeth thee. He sent his word to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and he healed them all. Healed them all. So what is wrong today? Can he not do the same? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. We have. He has not changed. He's still the same. God said, thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. When God said that by his stripes, by his wound, ye are healed, that is written in heaven, that I have said you are healed by the stripes, by the wound of my son. God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. He said you will be healed by the stripes, by the wound of Jesus. You don't need to look for no vaccine. You don't need to look for no medication, because God said that by the stripes, by the wound of his son, we will be healed. We will be healed. My brother and sister, he made us the promise. Seeing. God, here's the thing. God is seeing people from heaven, making their decision. Remember when Jesus took me to hell, where I saw brothers and sisters of mine there. Before Jesus put me into the entrance of hell, Jesus was standing in front of me. And he says to me, they are taking this by sin out of their own will. Out of their own will. Still not M16 being put to their brain. Okay? There's no pistol, there's no gun being put to people, being put to people's brain to be vaccinated. Yet. In order for people to say, oh, I have to take it because they forced me to. Who's forcing you to? God is watching from heaven. Are you going to lie to God now? Is this what society are being led to lie to their creator who is watching them, him that is holy forever, that can see all, that can know all, that can hear all, who's watching us from his throne? Are we going to lie to him now and say they are making us take this by sin? Oh, my God, have mercy on us. When men can lie to God now. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. God is saying, Father is saying from his throne, I can see that you have forgotten my law. You have forgotten my promise. You have forgotten my commandment. I said that by the stripe of my son, you will be healed. You are healed if you believe so. But you have made your choice. I will also forget thy children. Oh, my Lord, children are being vaccinated. Oh, they're coming out for vaccine for children more and more. God said, I will also forget your children. Oh, that we love our children. Oh, God said he would. A lot of people, Brother Elvie, look, they're vaccinating children now. Look what's happening, Brother Elvie. It's heartbreaking. It is so painful. It is so difficult. Those innocent children are being vaccinated. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God said, I will also forget thy children. The disobedient of the parents, make God forget about the children, he says. My Lord. Hallelujah. You have forgotten his law. God will forget your children. My Lord. Verse 7. And as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory. Oh, my Lord. Who's changing them into beasts? Who do you think is changing them into beasts when the Great Tribulation began? Our body was made in the image of God, in the image of him. We were made. My brothers and sisters, the beauty of man and woman is that they were made in the image of God. That's the glory. My brothers, that's the beauty. that every single human being who has not been vaccinated, that the DNA has not changed, that is serving God on this earth. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Beautiful. My brothers and sisters. And God says, hallelujah. As they will increase, so they sin against me. Therefore, change the glory into shame. Nothing more shameful. When King Nebuchadnezzar in his glory, remember that? In his palace, walking back and forward, look at the things I made. Look at the glory of Babylon, how great, how powerful. No one can bring Babylon down. And his glory in his palace, with good health, with the best doctors and the best medicines, back and forth as a mighty nation. My brother and sister, the messenger of the Lord came that he was going to be changed into a beast. And a year after, my brother and sister, that year, I keep remembering that year. Hallelujah. Daniel was silent for an hour. But he understood the punishment of King Nebuchadnezzar. A lot of people have not grasped the idea yet of people being changed into beasts. But Jesus said to me with audible voice, powerful voice, with the voice of an archangel, all the vaccinated will be changed into beasts. Very loud and very clear. In case I missed to hear. How can you miss to hear that loud voice and powerful voice of him? My brother and sister, all the vaccinated, what will you change into beasts? My brother and sister, they have sinned against me, God says. Why against God? Because inside your body, God has put his spirit. He says that in the last day, he will put his spirit. He will pour down his spirit upon the flesh. And when you are a Christian and you decide to take the vaccine, now God has to remove his spirit from you. My brother and sister, who were dwelling on you from the day you received Christ as your Lord, as your personal Savior. Now God has to remove his spirit from you. God said, you have sinned against me. Sinned against me. Therefore, this is my charge over your life. This is my punishment over you, humanity. I will change your body into beast and to shame. When I saw my friend in the Great Tribulation, we went to high school together, changing into beasts, and they could not stop themselves from doing so. And I asked my friend, isn't it painful when you change? He said, oh, yes, it's so painful. Oh, you cannot imagine the pain, he says to me. His flesh, his body stretches out when you change into a werewolf, and the other one into a large beast, and they're all close to 9-10 feet when they change. They're about, they're 5'11", 5'8". One of them is 5'6", and he was about 8+ feet as a beast. My brother and sister, because he took the Pfeiffer, my other friends, and I call him. When I was talking to my friend who changed from werewolf into human, and I said, when are you changing again? Oh, I don't worry, like about 3 hours and 15 minutes, he says to me. Don't worry, Elvie, I'm not going to hurt you, he says to me. I'm like, you're telling me you're not going to hurt me when you don't have no control when you change into a werewolf? What do you mean you're not going to hurt me? You'll tear me to pieces if you can. He started laughing. No, I'm not going to hurt you, Elvie. You're laughing at me. I can see you're afraid, Elvie. And I said, I just saw you devouring a guy who was going on a motorcycle. I did that? Yes, I saw you doing it. Wow. You have no control. Then my other friends, I can hear him say, we're still a beast. Oh, in an hour, in about 15 minutes, he'll change. So that I know that I was in over an hour there because my other friend changed back. And to human, I call him by his name. And I this is when I asked my friend, can I lock myself in your closet until I made sure he comes down? Because he was telling me, oh, he's coming down, or I can hear his step coming down. And I said, well, I'm going to go. Can I go into the closet? Can you lock me in the closet, please? He said, Albie, why are you afraid? He's already human. He's back to human again. I assure you this. Can you lock him? When I hear him there with you and all that, okay. And I came out of the closet, and my friend was changed back. I said, dude, Albie, my friend, he came to give me a hug. I was like wanting to give him my handshake, but he wanted to give me a hug. He said, okay, I'll give you a hug. I felt like I was going to hug a beast. He was back into human. Some of his flesh was still hanging. I said, dude, you changed into a horrible beast. I saw you devouring. He was biting the neck, and you were biting the leg. You were eating the leg of this guy. What's going on? What do you mean? You already know what's going on, they said to him. In other words, you were preaching this stuff. Why are you asking what's going on when you were talking about this? And I told my friend, didn't I tell you this on the phone before you got vaccinated? The God had revealed me this. Oh, yeah, you're dead. I know you're dead. You're dead. Hey, but I made my decision wrong. You know? People, I remember people on the end of the Great Tribulation, Brother Elvie, we follow your teaching all the way through the Great Tribulation. Everything you said on the Lord's Tower came to pass exactly, Brother Elvie. We're so sorry that a lot of you did not believe you. People were honest. People are honest. People in hell are honest. People in the Great Tribulation are honest. My brother and sister. Brother in hell was telling the people. Brother Elvie told us in the Lord's Tower. I know because I listen to him almost every week. That if you take the vaccine, this is what would happen. In hell! Oh, glory be to Jesus, none to me and anybody else. All glory to Jesus. Because I'm only giving the word of the Lord. We got to take our crown and put it at the feet of Jesus. Because none of us have made it this way, this so far, without Jesus' help. None of us. When he gives us a crown, take your crown, put it at his feet. Lord, if it wasn't for you, I would not make it. None of us. My brother and sister can grab that crown right away, put it on our head. No, got to take that crown. He's going to put it on our head. You take your crown, you humble yourself, and you put it at his feet. Lord, without you, I knew there's nothing I can do. Know how many days I struggled? I said, Lord, help me. And he comes and helped me. Struggling. We struggle. Because this is not against flesh and blood. This is against demon principality, all kinds of things. The other night, it was like 300 principality. I was tired going into bed, and I was struggling. Oh, and it was like, I have preached on Sunday, Monday night. Oh, what a struggle it was. Like, oh, I got to stay up and pray. I'm so tired. And I don't know how far I can stay in prayer. Like 300 principality ready to attack me. My brother and sister, it was a struggle. Tired. And the Lord revealed me, they're ready to attack you now. Oh, I had to stay by praying. I said, Lord, I'm making an accusation, as you said to me. As the devil can accuse us, we can also accuse him. Please bring me the accusation before my Father against all of them. Let them be bound in hell what's coming against me. My brother and sister, and the Lord, hallelujah, began to bind them. So I made my accusation. It was granted. I can hear them saying, no. They got bound down to hell. Until the great day of judgment, I asked that they be bound. They lost 300 there. My brother and sister, they were ready to come on me and attack me every way they could. Why? Because the Lord's having me come and share his word here. It makes the devil so angry. This is the thing he was telling the Lord. I don't want this information out. And the Lord says to the devil, to Satan, my son will speak my word, what I give him to speak. But I don't want this information out, he was telling the Lord. My brother and sister, we wrestle not against flesh and People think this is easy. People think, oh, brother, I'll be coming on Sunday or on Tuesday. They think it's easy. They don't know what we wrestle with. Even people calling me on my phone to threaten me. They're threatening me to shut me up. He'll send anyone to try to come against us one way or another. And I have to go to the Lord. Lord, protect us. Lord, keep us. My family and I. Not easy. This past few days, a kid went and beat up my son in school. Hit my son. And we asked him, for why? What did he beat you up for? He had done it 3 times. My brother and sister, I went directly to the school to speak to the principality of the school. The principal. Principality. That's exactly what it is. And she got shaking. She was in this auditorium in school. I was not supposed to go through the door. They have security. For some reason, someone opened the door. I went right through the door to speak with her. My brother and sister, and God was with me, let me tell you. Because the student, everyone started shaking. Because I started saying, how can you allow someone to assault my son 3 times? Okay? It is against the law for someone to do so. And you have done nothing about it. Oh, Mr. Zapata, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to investigate this. Next day, they had a meeting. We invited my wife to come in there, into the meeting. He says, I will personally call you tomorrow. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. My brother and sister, my son is a calm, loving person, loving kid. And for a kid to come and beat him up for no reason, the enemy is trying to come against us one way or another, my brother and sister. And we have to be ready to act, ready to pray, ready to rebuke the enemy and accuse the enemy as a demon, principality, to be bound in hell. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Who was threatening me? No one that was willing to give up their names. Because that's what they do. Pick up the phone, let me call him, let me tell him, threaten him to stop. They don't want this message out. They don't want me to say that if you take the vice in your soul, we'll be removed out of your body. None of this. None of this. My brother and sister, they don't want this information out. Can you turn any television, any radio talking about this? You won't find it. People get threatened. They get thrown in jail. They disappear. They disappear, all these ministers. Father said that if they laid a finger on me, he will destroy them. Father have made that promise to me and show me. They'll lay their finger on you, my son. This is what I'm going to do to them. This is the only reason why I'm still on the air. Many ministers have been disappeared already. They have made disappear many people. People don't know where they are. Gone. Bondage. My brother and sister, this is not easy. Hallelujah. Not easy. But the Lord, we need to depend on the Lord in his protection. Hallelujah. I ask people for prayer, yes. But a lot of time, I don't know if they're busy to pray or not able to pray for one reason or another. So I cannot say people are not praying for me. But you know what? We need to pray. We need to be in prayer and depending on the Lord, each and one of us. Never lay the protection of your family and your life on the prayer of someone else. No. You have a prayer. You need to have a prayer life because you don't know what is happening in someone's life. You don't know the emergency that we may have at the moment that we're not able to pray, that we need to go do something. That's when you need to be praying. We're all being tested and tempted one way or another. My brother and sister, very important you know this. That's why our dependency is on Jesus. Verse 8, Hosea 4. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. You hear that? You think this Babylonian system is anywhere but in sin? They're nowhere but in evil, wicked sin of the Antichrist, of the men of sin. That's what these nations are. You cannot say, not my nation, not my country, not my people. All these nations are with the mother, the whore. all of them are committing fornication with her. All the king of the earth, the Bible says. Oh, all of them. When they meet in Geneva, when the president cannot go, they send a representative. They're all in bed with the whore, all of them together. So how can you say my nation is not there? Huh? They're all committing fornication, adultery with her. My brother, we can only trust Jesus back here. I feel sad when people are talking about the country, the nation, how proud they are, how they, excuse me? God calls them the great whore, and you call them a good nation? You're opposite to God. God is on the right, you're on the left. You're far off on the left. Trust only in Jesus. My brother and sister, verse 9, and it shall be like people, like priests, I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doing. Punishment is what's coming to these nations. Whether people want this or that, make it great again. What do you want to make great again? Great sin, great fornication, great adultery, more killing and more babying, having more homosexual in the land everywhere? Is that what you want to make great? Because that is the only thing going on in the nation. And if you want to make the nation great, you want more fornication, more adultery, more killing of innocent blood, more idolatry, more worshiping the devils and demons. Is that the greatness you want? Because that's, when people say, oh, we're going to make our nation great, you want more sin than what it is already? Man, unless you already love the sin and you're taking part with her. And where God has said, come out of her, my people. God tells some people, come out of her, my people, and they're deep into the shoulder with her. No. Be obedient and come out. Because what happened is when you don't listen to God is, they'll say to you, oh, just take this bicycle, do nothing, so you'll be fine. And you take the bicycle, and when the two demons are taking you to hell, you're trying to get off, and you cannot. You don't got God's support to get off from those demons' hands, because those demons got ordered to take your soul down because you were disobedient. Because the one that say, I will punish you, is God. In case you're wondering, as the demon told that preacher in hell, when he tried to tell them that he had a lot of money on earth and he can really pay them off. And the demon said, you think your riches means anything down here? Who do you think gave you unto us? It was your God. Well, here it is in the Bible. I will punish, hallelujah, them for their ways and reward them what they're doing. Huh? It was God. Well, you think is angry at these people? Sinning, 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 and being partaking in the Babylonian system. God is mad at them. And they will not escape his judgment if they don't repent. My brother and sister, they thought that playing rich from the pulpit was fine. Now they're in hell. With all the riches they have in the bank account, the souls are in hell being tormented. Can they get themselves out of there? No. Oh, they're going to be there. The great tribulation has not begun yet, and they're already there. My Lord, my God, have mercy. Verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. God is saying the price of food is going to go up so high. My brother and sister. Okay? For they shall eat and not have enough. In other words, they're going to eat whatever is available. Whatever they can eat. But it will not be enough. Okay? It will not be enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off taking heed of the Lord. What is that taking heed? Listening to what the Lord has to say. When God say, thou, when the prophet of the Lord say, thou say of the Lord, they say, get out of my way. Get out of here with them. Remember Jeremiah? Oh, you had Jeremiah's bad words. You never had nothing nice to say, Jeremiah. Put him in sale, the king will say, Hezekiah. We don't want to hear anymore what Jeremiah has to say, because he has this bad news. Oh, the Chaldeans are going to come and take over the land, and we're going to become slaves. And he even said they're going to pull out my eyes, the king was saying. Oh, come on, please. And then other prophet, oh, prosperity, abundance is coming. We'll be great again. And immediately, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what we want to hear. That's a prophet of God. That's what we want to hear. Got a bunch of prophets on YouTube saying, oh, our nation will be great again. Yeah, you will be great. When the missiles of China are coming and Russia are coming this way, we'll see who's going to be great. Great destruction is what's coming. I'll be great again. Think God will be mocked? And anyone will mock God and get away with it? Oh, my Lord, my God. Because they have left of taking heed of the Lord. Where that wine and new wine take away the heart. My brother and sister, take away the heart. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of pain. Listen to this. Verse 12. My people ask counsel from their stocks. Hallelujah. Dow Jones and stock market. Look where the counsel came. As long as they see the stock market up there, oh, economy is strong, they say. They have a bunch of printed money with no gold and no silver. And they say our economy is strong. You're trusting in vanity is what you're doing, if you think so. Vanity of vanity. You have not noticed that the carpet has been pulled from under you. And now what you're trusting is not there. They won't tell you that. They're still keeping it in secret. When they go completely down, they'll declare martial law. And when you try to claim your right, a bullet's coming your way. That's the trust that people are putting on, my brother and sister. My people ask for counsel from their stock, and their staff declare unto them. For the spirit of them have caused them to err. They have gone in a whoring from their God. Gone whoring, committing fornication or adultery. They don't know that all these in market are all together. And when you're trusting in the New York stock market, you're trusting on a falling. Remember when the Lord took me in the spirit to the New York stock market, that building that's always sealed in New York, took me inside. I saw a large demon running the stock market. Whoa! Because every time I asked the Lord if I could invest in stock, because I had taken classes, I had, you know, come ready to do so. The Lord said, no, my son, no. And I kept going back to the Lord, but no. And he took me there to show me. When he showed me, oh, man. That means that demon can set the market in a way for the billions of the people he wants the billions to go to, the one that will kill baby and all that. And then the other people that really need the money to increase the business, do whatever, they get barely nothing. Hurt and pain is what they get. Manipulating the market, my brother and sister, for abortion and all that. It's terrible what's going on in this nation. And you want to make them great again? You want to make sure the demons have enough more money for more abortion? Is that what you want? Making them great again? My Lord, my God. Fear the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Verse 13. They sacrifice upon the top of the mountains and burn incense upon the hill under the oak and poplar elms because the shadow there is good. Therefore, your daughters should commit wisdom, and your spouse should commit adultery. My brother and sister, they're leading all the family into sin, God is saying. All the family. You're trusting on this Babylonian system. You're leading all your family into sin. Whereby you need to seek the leading of the Lord to lead you the way, his way. My brother and sister. These words are like 5,000 years old, telling you how the last day will be where you and I are living today. God told this to the prophet, that we, this generation, will be living under the counselorship and leadership of evil, wicked people whose name will not be in the book of life. I just read it to you before. Their name are not in the book of life, since the foundation of this earth. They're wicked, 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 wicked people. Because their name are not there. Never been there anyway. Never been there. They pretended they were Christian. John said they came out of us, but they were not of us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Hallelujah. And you will have people. Let me go lay hand on them. You're going to go lay hand and pray for them whose name are not in the book of life, who never was there since the foundation of the earth. You're going to go lay hand on them. Good luck. This is why the Bible said that he will lead us to all truth. He will lead you. Don't pray for that one. There were places that the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, read your Bible, Acts, book of Acts. There was city where the Apostle Paul wanted to enter, and he was told not to enter into the city. But God loves everyone, they say. Be careful, because there are people he will lead you not to pray for. There are city that he will lead you not to go preach the gospel. But there are people who are not being led with the Lord that will go preach in those city. God will tell other people who he's leading, my son, my daughter, don't preach in those city. They're not mine. Lord, but why? They're not mine. The name is not in the book of life. It's the foundation of the earth. Okay, Lord. Yes, I won't go. Other people, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I'm going there. God have mercy. This is by the leading of the Lord. You need to know. He tells you not to go there. You don't go there. My brother and sister. Verse 14, I will, hallelujah. I will not punish a daughter when they commit whoredom, nor your fathers when they commit adultery. For the men themselves consult with whore. They sacrifice with harlot. Therefore, the people that don't understand shall fall. They will fall, God says. They don't understand, God says, but they will fall. They don't understand. Okay? Therefore, the people that do not understand shall fall. But God, they don't know. They will fall, God says. Lord, lead us. Lord, keep us. This is why when people want you to go to a certain place, and then we go to the Lord, you say, Lord, can I go to this place and go preach the gospel? The Lord said, no, not there, my son. Huh? No, not there. Brother, when are you coming to come and preach in this place? I'm sorry, but the Lord says, no. Hallelujah. It's difficult because we got to be led. This a lot of people don't understand. They think that we can be anywhere and everywhere. No. No. My brother and sister, he has to lead us. The apostle Paul, the disciple, there was a city they wanted to go to that they were told not to go there. My brother and sister. Verse 15. The thou Israel play the harlot. Let not Judah offend. And come not yet to Gilgal, neither ye go to Beth, nor swear that the Lord liveth. For Israel back is a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idol. Leave him alone. No, but I want to go preach to him, you know, and let him know that God said, leave him alone. When you go to the Lord, Lord, I want to go preach to this person because they're in an idolatry and I want to lead them on. God said, no, leave them alone. Leave them alone. That's what he's saying there. Ephraim is joined to idol. Leave him alone. But I want to go share. Leave him alone. You see the difference when God is guiding you? Because God will tell you, don't go there, my daughter. Don't go there, my son. Leave them alone. Come on there and say, well, I don't know what God you're serving, but I'm going there. Hmm? Yes, thank you. He told Samuel to start crying for Saul. How long are you going to keep crying for Saul? Hallelujah. My brother and sister, it's difficult. Hallelujah. And me knowing this from the Lord, the guiding of the Lord, the teaching of the Lord for years, I had a lot of disagreement with a lot of people. Oh, you don't want to go there? Oh, you don't want... Lord will lead me different place or lead me to certain person. but not a certain place. And they wanted me to go. And oh, Brother Elby, what's going on? They don't understand. God can say no. They don't like that. The God can say no to you. Oh, I don't want you going there. My brother and sister, the drink is sour. They have committed words on and continually. Her ruler was shame, do love, give ye. The wind that bound her up in her wind, they should be ashamed because of their sacrifice. You know, and these sacrifices, they made it every year for the sin of the people. God said they should be ashamed of it. The things that people believe they do that is so pleasing unto God. And then God answered back to them, I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of what you do for me every year. My Lord, my God, have mercy. This is not easy. Not easy. Sister Barbara, I wanted to play this on Sunday. We extended the 3 hours. Sister Barbara put out this message. It was really good from the Lord. Very prophetic for the last days. And then, hallelujah, I wanted to play her prophecy. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Before we finish the program, we did not want to finish without playing this audio. Very important. It confirmed everything we were talking about. My brother and sister, please join Sister Carla, okay, tomorrow. I hope they're going to have a great program. Okay, I believe Sister Denise, her daughter, will be on. And you got to hear her daughter dream, my brother and sister, of the coming of Jesus. This is what's exciting, another confirmation. She has shared before the dream the Lord has given her. I hope she'll share more tomorrow because the daughter of the Lord has shown him what is coming, which I believe is very important. May the Lord bless you, and the Lord keeps you, and the Lord makes his face shine upon you. May Jesus give you his shalom. Listen to this audio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy I received earlier. And what is today? I think today is the 11th, but let me look. Okay, I have it in my phone. March 11th, 2022. All right, come back now. Okay, there we go. Okay, so join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Ecclesiastics, starting at, let's see, well, not starting at, I shouldn't say that, chapter 12, verse 14. Now, I was hearing this prophecy yesterday all day. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Just think of that. I said this before, no one's getting away with anything. So here we go. March 11th, excuse me, I already got distracted myself. Yes, March 11th, 2022, a little bit earlier, I heard it all day yesterday. Now this is on the long side, so I know I was going to get something like long because I was hearing it all different pieces all day long. Here we go. Daughter, speak of the end of the age and the coming judgment. The books will be opened, and each one of you will stand before the Creator. I have the Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm going to cry. Every hidden thing, every detail of your life will be reviewed and examined. Imagine that. I see deep into men's hearts. Speak to the unrepentant and evildoers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. Speak to the unbelievers. Speak to the murderers. I know you and your thoughts. You cannot hide from me. I am everywhere. I am all knowing. I am the beginning and the end. Now the end is before you. Okay, let me go back a little bit. Now the end is before you. If you did not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. Eternity. I have called the humble and the meek. I have chosen the simple and contrite. I have the Holy Spirit, I'm going to cry here. To speak in man's words for your own understanding, as my ways are higher. Soon all voices will be silent. I am going to punish the wicked, evil doers. I'm going to bring the proud low. I'm going to bring the proud low. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, this is the best sentence, I'm going to call my chosen to me. Man's atrocities have spiraled out of control. I can't bear to look at the evil. I must cleanse the earth and rid it of evil again. Here we go. This is judgment. Okay, he never changes. You know what he did before. In the days of Noah, he says he's coming in the days of Noah, as it was in the day of Noah. In the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. He's coming for us. There's going to be judgment again, not water, this time fire judgment. So with that in mind, the common thread again is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Now he even says in this prophecy is basically, and he tells you who it's for. Because when he says speak to them, unless he speak to the unbelievers, okay, there we go. He lists everybody. Speak to the murderers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. He lists everybody who this prophecy is for. The unrepentant and evildoers. Imagine this, standing before him and the books opened and every single thing you ever did is recorded. It is. I mean, if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, your hair should be standing up knowing this. Standing before our Lord, the books are opened, he picks your name, let's talk about blah, 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 he pulls you up, and every single thing you did, your entire life, every thought you had, he sees into your heart, he knows good and evil, every single thing, whether it's hidden, it's going to be revealed for you. Imagine that. Unbelievable. I can't imagine doing that. This is why I say you need to be repenting daily. For sins, here's me, I even review back things that possibly, here's me, if I forgot anything, please forgive me, please bring it to my attention, please bring it to my remembrance. You need to do this. If today is your last day, where are you going? Here's what he says here again. I mean, this is an awesome message here. Alright, he basically says you're going to have all eternity to think about what you did. Okay, here we go. If you did not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. How shocking is that? Can you imagine this? God is so awesome. Please, I hope you got a Bible and joined a Bible study if it's hard to understand. And pray over the Bible before you start and ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're at the end. Judgment is here. Judgment's been pronounced over the country, pretty much over the world. Judgment is here. He's saying what's going to happen next. Pretty soon the books are going to be opened. But before all that goes on, this was the best one. Here we go. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, I am going to call my chosen to me. Now, what I thought was interesting that he says in here, now think of this, that he's going to silence, the voices will be silent, and I'm thinking that is the watchman and everyone, calling and saying, the Lord is coming back, Jesus is coming back. I'm thinking those are the voices that are going to be silenced. the voices are going to be silenced because they're not going to be here anymore. That's what I thought of. I got quickened as soon as I got that. Think of that. Are you going to be called home? I'm going to call my children home. Okay, the children. Those that are born again, he says exactly who his people are and who belongs to him. Born again, you must be born again. No, read his book, know who he is, don't stand before him at the end of your life, at Judgment Day, and you're 85 years old and you never read his book. Imagine that. Imagine saying, geez, Sister Barbara told you 1,000 times to read the book and get a Bible. Imagine that. You need to do this. This is it. We're at the end. Judgment's pronounced over the earth, pretty much. You see the things happening one by one, boom, boom, boom. You see what's going on. You see the gospel being preached. You see it. You see the wars and the rumors of wars. You see all the signs that he points to. Signs in the sun, moon, and stars. You see everything. Don't let another day go by without you having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need this. You have to have this. What else did I want to mention here before I forget something? I can't believe all these prophecies. I mean, every time I get a prophecy, I'm amazed. We have so many prophecies out there. I can't believe it. He's giving us more and more and more time. We have years and years. Those people that are unrepentant, that don't know him, have years and years and years to get ready and to know him for what is coming and is here now. The end of the age and the coming judgment. Imagine this. This is it. We're here to see this, or possibly going and not seeing it. Pray you're on the going side. I said that each one will stand before me, and the books will be open. I can't even imagine this. So have a plan. The top of the list of the plan should be to know Jesus Christ and be born again and have a personal relationship with him. Have a plan here in the country, an emergency plan. You see all the things happening. I'm seeing food not being in some of the stores. I belong to some of those food shortage groups, and they're showing pictures of the stores. Spring is coming. Have a garden. Plant your own stuff. I said this before. Every week when you go to the store, throw a few extra things in the cart for an emergency. Do it. You have to be prepared of what's going to happen. And the mockers and scoffers could say to me, well, no, you don't. Well, guess what? He had Joseph in Egypt. He warned him about the coming famine, and Joseph prepared. So, yes, he does warn you and tell you. And he's been warning us over and over and over, telling us to know what's going on, to know him. You need to do this. Have an emergency plan. Have a spare cash on hand so you can get out of town if you need to. You don't know what's going to happen. Like right now, I'm sitting here looking at the river going up and up and up, and I just heard all the ducks out there quacking. I was like, what is that? It was all the ducks out there quacking. They know bad weather is coming again. They prepare. How about that? I don't even have to look at the news. All I have to do is hear the quacking, and I know that there's going to be bad weather because the ducks are up here eating on the lawn down there. He prepares them. He lets them know what's going on. He's preparing us. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, and I don't know if I can say this on here, so I'm going to, how about this, I'll tread lightly. Now, I have the electrician here, and those of you that are on the Facebook page probably saw this. The electrician told me that 5G was rolled out. A lot of things that were on the 3G, I don't know how things work, frequency or whatever it is, are not working. But here was the interesting thing that he said, and I thought we saw this, Sister Amber and myself, when we were going out. He said they're not actually building a lot of cell phone towers anymore. What they're doing, how about this, is they're putting the, whatever you want to call it, the apparatus, the 5G stuff, right in trees. Imagine that, and on the tops of buildings. Now, we were in one of the towns here in Wilkes-Barre, I think, and I was looking at this great big giant building. Here's me. That looks like the 5G stuff up there. How could that be up there? What are they doing? Yep. So they're not even building the towers. They're putting them on the buildings now. Then that made me think, of course, of all of the birds when they had that big die-off of birds and what was going on. Protect your family. I'm going to say this again. The devil's after your kids. Let your kids know what's going on, whether they like it or not. Sit there with them. I mean, my grandparents had the right idea when I used to go there. I mean, they were really, how can I put it, really religious. My grandfather read the Bible all day, every day, all the time. He's a really religious person, and he had the gift of, he had speaking in tongues, he had that gift. And he used to stand up in church, and then there was an interpreter that would interpret what he was saying. But there was nothing there for me to read. I think I mentioned this before when I was a little girl. I was always reading. That is what I did. He had Bibles all over. Guess what? I mean, if there's nothing to do, and you're at your grandparents, those small little cousins there, you're going to sit there, I did, and read the Bible. That's what I did. I read the Bible all the time, beginning to end, over and over, the children's Bible. Then I got his Bible when he wasn't reading and read all the red in there, everything Jesus said. Let your children know what's going on. And I said, get them off the TV. That is the worst thing for them, to be sitting there watching all of these things with the war. Shut it off. Don't let them see it. They'll be traumatized the rest of their life. Do it. All right, what else with prayer? Now, I want to thank everyone that prayed for my friend Patty. I was like jumping up and down. Well, if I could jump up and down better. She's not in the nursing home. She got a blessing. She got a healing. She's not in the nursing home anymore. She said she could walk with the walker now, which is fabulous. Thank you, Jesus. What else did I want to mention? Brother Dan was sick all day again, and he was at the emergency room, so keep him in your prayers. I went to visit my mom yesterday. Thank you for your prayers about my mom. The only problem with my mom, now she seemed like in good health there, but she was like really confused on people that passed away. But then she had a good memory, which I couldn't even believe it. She remembered my cat from the 90s of all things. I was like, what? She's like, well, where's the cat? Why didn't you bring the cat to see me? I didn't even want to tell her that the cat passed away like in the 90s. I couldn't say that. I couldn't believe she remembered the cat of all things. I couldn't believe it. So she's doing good. So as good as she could be doing in the nursing home, but thank you for the prayers for her. God is listening. Don't stop praying. That's why I say this every time. He's always answering prayers. He always answers my prayers. It might not be the answer I'm waiting for or you're waiting for. It might be the best answer for you. That's what people don't understand. Sometimes they get the prayer answered and they don't actually realize that the answer was not what they were waiting for. It was what they needed. How about I put it that way? He's going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you're asking for. He knows what's best for you. So don't be frustrated and discouraged if it's not answered right away either. I said, on certain things, I waited and prayed for things for 10 years, and then I got the answer. And I'll tell you what one of the prayers were. It was cute. Because when I was a single mom with a little boy, and I would go shopping at the grocery store, of course, I'd have a big list, and no money. So that was the problem. So I used to pray for years and years and years that when I went to the grocery store, I was able to purchase what I needed, that I had enough money for what I needed. I prayed that for years and years and years. Honestly, about 10, 15 years later, it got answered. Here's me. I was able to get everything on the list, I told Brother Jenny. He was like, yes. I said, I prayed for this for 10, 15 years. This is how God works. This is how he answers. So just because you're not getting the answer you want, maybe that answer isn't the right answer for you. So don't stop praying and be discouraged over that. Right. Who else did I want to mention here? Our friend Michael, he still needs prayer. He needs a financial blessing. What else? Our friend Jean. My friend Timothy. He's very depressed. He needs prayer. Who else? My son Joseph, he's doing fairly good. Now, he's still, I told you guys, he's still in jail for being an idiot and getting in trouble over and over with the bipolar disorder and drinking. So he's still in jail. And he told me that a lot of people there have that last virus that just went around. So there's still a lot of people and virus going around there. And what else did he tell me? He seems in pretty good spirits for being there. I mean, of course. I made a joke, but it wasn't really funny. I said he's the only person that could be in jail, because he got in trouble in jail. But when you have children that have, a mental issue like the bipolar disorder, I mean, it's just horrible. It ruined his whole life. I feel so bad. I pray all the time that I hope God adds some extra time on for him after I'm gone, that he has at least a little bit of a decent life in the end. Right, what else did I want to mention here? I'm just thanking everyone again for all the encouraging comments under the videos. I mentioned this before. I'm going to do a prayer request. I'll put it up on Godslayer 7 Facebook, but you can put a prayer request anywhere. Because what I usually do in the evening is when I go on the Kindle and I usually go through all of the prayer requests and look at anybody that had a prayer request and pray for you guys. Let's see, what else right now am I doing here? So I'm going to put the prayer request up. You can put one anywhere. Make sure you're still subscribed. And if you're just visiting, again, I saw like 400 new people. Welcome everyone here. And then thank you so much for subscribing. Make sure you hit the notification button, and please hit the like button so we have a lot of people that YouTube knows that you like us and they don't take me down. What else? Facebook pages, you can like and follow there. I'll put the link there. Now, what I did last time, I think I put the Rumble link, one of the last videos up there, I put the Rumble link. So if something happens and we end up down off of YouTube, then we will upload on the Rumble channel. So that's there already, and I'm loading these prophecies as we get them. Okay, did I miss anything? Brother Dan's dad in the nursing home. At this point, it's not recognizing anyone. Well, I didn't recognize him on his phone call, but keep him in your prayer. I feel like there was someone else that asked me about... Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. Thanks, God, for reminding me. Agnes, I pray for your mom. Thank you so much, Agnes in Poland. We got your postcard, and we're praying for your mom. I love you guys out there. Now, I didn't hear from... And I heard from Ivo. I saw you out there, Ivo, because I was looking for you guys that I didn't hear from for a while to see if you're okay. Now, my friend James on my Facebook page... I look for you to see if you're okay. So if you're listening, just put a note somewhere or send me a message that you're okay. I was praying for you. Who else was I looking for? Our friend Cynthia. I didn't see you there in a while. I hope you're okay and in good health. We're praying for you. Put a note under there if you're able to see us. I think you were having a problem getting our messages. So if you're out there and you're able to see us, let us know that you're okay too. Am I missing anyone else? I think that's it. I'm not going to end up uploading this. It's going to be giving me a problem. So we love you guys. God bless you all. Thank you for everything. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Thank you everyone that sends us things to know. I always forget this at the end. All right, am I missing anything? I better get going here. God bless you all. We love you guys. And just make sure you're still subscribed and like and follow us on the Facebook pages. I'll put the link up there to the Godfather 7 Facebook page. Have a blessed and safe day. We love you guys. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godfather 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. And yes, I'm back again today with another prophecy that I got straight up this morning from the Lord. let's see. Today is March 13th, 2022. Okay, now I prayed for the scripture to go with this prophecy. And this is what I got. Okay, we probably all know this, too. I'm in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, start at verse 1. Whoa, I didn't even say anything, and I have the Holy Spirit all over me. Now, pay attention if you see the light shining on me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Wow. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all that mourn. Okay, that's it. I can't even say anything. I have the Holy Spirit on me so bad. Okay, now I reposted, look at this, I reposted Brother Dan's prophecy, get this, the prophecy he got in, let's see, 2012, we were told to put up in 2015, so I reposted that already. It goes with this message. God is awesome how he works. All right, now it's in my phone, so again, I might have a problem scrolling here. I mean, this is making my hair stand up with these prophecies. World events are about to take a sudden, drastic change. The stage is being set for the revealing of Antichrist. Whoa. Let he who has wisdom calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number is 666. All the earth will mourn. Wake up, children. These days will be shortened. There will be great tribulation. That is, look at this, I have the Holy Spirit on me so strong. There will be great tribulation that has never been seen before. Pray without ceasing. The day of the Lord is at hand. Stand up for righteousness. Put on the full armor of God. Death and despair will cover the land. I can't even say this. The Redeemer is coming. Wow. Look at this. What an awesome God we serve. I'm sorry, I just have the Holy Spirit on me so strong. Okay, now, I have like hundreds and hundreds, I want to say thousands of new people out there. So you might want to look at some of the playlists that we have. Now back several years ago, I had an announcement that I had to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord until September 23rd, 2015. Now you might want to look at that. I think that's in our popular upload on the channel page. Look at this. Then I had another prophecy that started the next day. It was September 24th, 2015. It was the time darkness began. So you might want to look at these. Look at this. I have the Holy Spirit so bad on me. Okay, then the next thing I was told to do by the Lord was I was announcing the coming of the glorious kingdom and his majesty until April 6, 2019. And you can see all those prophecy messages up there. I mean, things are going to start going wham, wham, wham. I can feel it all over me. Look at me. All right, let's look at the Bible again. All right, what did I do with my glasses there? Okay, let's look at this. This is really important. When Jesus went, I think he was in the wilderness. He went back to the temple, and he went into the temple, and he asked for the scroll, or he took the scroll, and this is what he read. He read Isaiah chapter 61, and he read this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Okay, and he stopped there. And the day of vengeance of our God. This is what we're at here. The day of vengeance of our God, the day of the Lord. My hair is standing up here. To comfort all that mourn. Get yourself ready. Time is up. I mean, I can't say it any clearer. He can't. Every prophecy, time is up. This is it. We're at the end. Let's look at this again. My hair is still standing up with this. I can't even say anything. I have the Holy Spirit on me so bad. World events are about to take a sudden, drastic change. The stage is being set for the revealing of Antichrist. Here we go. The revealing of Antichrist. If you know your Bible, you know what's going to happen now. Be prepared. Prepare yourself, prepare your heart, get your house in order, get your family in order. I can't even say this. He's given us these warnings and the watchmen to announce all these things. Brother Dan and I were messengers. We knew we were messengers. We were called to give the message to repent. This is what we're doing. Can't even say. Can't even say it. I have the Holy Spirit so strong. So we're called to repent. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. You should be up now. And he says in here, wake up. You need to wake up, get up, run around, get a Bible, read it, and know what's going on now. This is it. We're at the end. I can't even believe this. All right. I don't want to go off now. I better end it here before I go off on a tangent and something else. Let's just say something supernatural goes on. Let's just finish it up here. So I want to thank everyone for everything you do for us and our channel. Please make sure you're subscribed. and share the videos. Thank you, everyone, for the translations in the other languages. Thank you, everyone, that sends us things in the mail, cards, books, notes, Bibles, all sorts of things we get, supplements, clothing, jewelry. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Please, I'm telling you again, get a Bible. You must be born again to enter the kingdom. We're at the end. Time is up. Antichrist is being revealed. Get your Bible so you know what's coming next. All right, I better get going here. God bless you all. We love you guys. And have a blessed and safe day today. But please, 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 let your family know what's going on. We're at the end. Things are going to start going bang, 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 boom, rapidly.
Hello again and welcome to the Master's Voice. I'm Celestial and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. God bless you. Today I have a prophecy. This prophecy I received the same as the one that I put up yesterday. I received it March the 9th, 2022, which was just yesterday. And by the grace of God, I will be able to approach this prophetic word with care, because this is the type of prophetic word where no matter how it is delivered, it is bound to cause consternation, it is bound to cause wondering, it is bound to cause some kind of reaction in the human heart because of the content that it contains. I shared yesterday that the Lord gave me two prophecies at the same time in the morning of March the 9th, and one of them was a natural prophecy. That prophecy was concerning the rise of Russia and the fall of the United States. And I said that the other prophecy was supernatural, and so this prophecy puts me back firmly in the supernatural series that I am currently doing here on the Master's Voice. Before I go any further, please like these videos and please share them for the sake of this YouTube algorithm. That is the way that a lot of people are coming here. A lot of people are finding this channel by the sovereign grace of God, because as we share and as we give a like, it is not because the content is pleasant. Obviously, I don't think that. But it is because this is a good way to get this channel shared so that more people can come. And the cause for more people coming is not so they can come and follow Celestial, but so that they can hear the words of the Lord. That is the tagline of the Master's Voice End Times Prophecy Blog. Hear the words of the Lord. It is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here, raising things that are understandable and sometimes not understandable, known and sometimes being revealed newly to his body, but also to anyone. Even if you are not a Christian, you are welcome here, as long as you have a heart that is open and a mind that is willing to at least listen to what the words of the Lord are. And so today's prophecy is not an easy one for several reasons. The topic is not easy. It is firmly in the supernatural, but also because whenever these prophecies involve me, whenever the Lord uses me as the example in these prophecies, I'm always less interested and much more reluctant to share them, because I don't know, that is just not my flow to share things about myself. But here we go. The topic is the iron mixed with clay, the mighty men. So before we even start, I'm letting you know that this prophecy is involving the fact that we are not the only people who live on this planet. If you are new to the Master's Voice and you've never heard this, we are not the only people who lives on this planet. There are other creatures here with us, and some of those creatures, they don't actually occupy our environment. So some of the creatures that I've been speaking about, such as these large and hairy beasts and dog creatures, dog mixed with man and wolf mixed with man, those kinds of things, some of them are naturally occurring, and then they live out in the further regions of wherever. I know for a fact that they live here. The Lord has spoken to me about them living here in the United States and how in the end times they will become so bold that they will even come into populated areas like cities and take people, eat people, and they'll be finding those mangled bodies. Some of them are made with experiments. So the Lord did show me one of these, a fully hairy creature standing upright that looked exactly like a wolf, except that it had human eyes. And I could see sadness in the eyes of this wolf when the Lord showed it to me, because this thing had the thinking ability of a person, and yet it was being kept underground and wasn't able to come out. So these are some of the creatures, but there are creatures in the sea. There are creatures that live in the higher places, like way up in the mountains, that will all make what I have often referred to in writing on the blog as a huge reveal, a huge debut. These things will be coming back. So if you're a Christian and this seems hard for you to believe, then you must just understand that when Jesus was leaving the disciples, he said to them, you know, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. And it's understandable why those men could not bear the revelations that the Lord said that he still had to share with them, because they were heartbroken that they were going to be losing a man who was their best friend, a mentor, a protector, and someone that they all genuinely loved. But what the Lord was revealing is that there are so many more things to this walk and to this human experience that transcend just being human. There are so many things that we really need to understand for our own self-preservation, and to deny these things is to say that you want to participate in risky business in the end times. To deny that there are fallen angels, to deny that there are demons, to deny that there are these demonic entities of a hybrid nature called aliens. That is the name that we popularly know them as, and that is the name that the Lord speaks to me about them as, and so that is the name that I use. And yet I have shared that when I see these creatures close up, I haven't even finished all the prophecies concerning them, I see sometimes that their skin is a very smooth but slimy texture, and then some of them have skin exactly like those snakes that are black. So there's a particular snake that is black that has a very close knitted flesh. It doesn't appear to have scales. That particular snake, I don't know what it's called, but it's black and it looks just like pricey shoe leather. That is what some of them look like. That is what some of these aliens look like. That is how I know, and I said that these things, they definitely are hailing, some of them, from the reptile kingdom, and they are made, not made by us people, but definitely engineered by someone. And this is all encapsulated in the phrase, the seed of Satan. So today's prophecy, I will just go straight into it. I haven't published it yet on the blog, but this thing strongly affected me, which is why I said I do not like to share dreams in which the Lord puts me in the center of the dream. I'd rather just a general prophecy, but I'm not picking and choosing here. It's the Lord who gives these dreams. And I will say that if the Lord had not spoken to me at the end of this dream, I probably would not be making it public. But he gave me so much revelation and teaching and gave the prophecy a professional name. Some of these things God shares with me, he doesn't give me any professional name, and that's how I know this is just for my journal. But he named this one, and he revealed so much that I really feel it would be cheating the people of God not to share this. And so here goes. It was the end times. It was definitely this time, and yet it seems to be a little bit further because of where I lived. I lived in a community that was, it was reflective of many different types of communities that were around us. So I lived in a house, and I've shared that sometimes the Lord simply depicts the whole earth to me as a house. I will find myself in some of these dreams living in a massive house. And I live in one room in this house, and in this huge house with literally thousands of people, it seems like everybody has their own room. And then God is showing me this prophecy that I'm giving you, Celestial, is basically going to affect the whole earth. So the prophecy of darkness that will come upon this earth, that is what I saw. I just saw massive buildings, huge skyscraper buildings. And I lived in a building, and there were other buildings like that. And so that's how it was. I lived in this wide sprawling house, and it was just a huge mansion with many big and airy rooms, very, very big. And I lived there with a whole ton of people I don't know. And every house had an administrator. And in the house that I lived, the administrator left suddenly. Either she was removed or she could not handle the pressure of running the house, and she quit. And everybody naturally gravitated to me and said, Celestial, you be the leader. And so I became the administrator and the leader of that house. And running this house was hard. This house was one of these, it was like one of these dystopian communities that you see in the end times. They always show it in the movie where everybody has to have a chore because things are not as modernized as they are now, where a single person can live in their house and they have a wash machine or they have, you know, blenders and microwaves and things like that. This house that we were living in required a lot of grouping together and working together to make it work. And that is how I know it definitely is not this immediate time that we are living in right now in 2022, because you hardly find communities like that except with the Amish and things like that. So I lived there and I was doing the daily rosters. I was assigning the chores, who's going to cook, who's going to clean. And that is how it lived. That is how we lived. And I wanted to have a baby in this dream. So I was not married and I was not with any man, but I was longing for a child. And so I decided to go to these fertilization clinics to help me. So I think it is these places where ladies get in vitro fertilization, so IVF. So I decided, let me go